أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Remembrance. I think it's quite common to not trust our hearts and instead to trust strategy. And so how do we walk with that? So let's start by just taking a nice gentle breath and just noticing how we're feeling. Noticing how you're feeling. So much space to feel exactly how you're feeling without needing to change or fix anything. And then bringing your attention to your heart, high up in your chest. Beginning to remember the presence of the divine. Calling the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. And noticing, in thinking about some aspect of your business, where you've taken advice from somewhere else, from someone else, about how to do something or how to approach something. And it might be a trustworthy source, someone that you like and respect, or it might be someone that you don't know as well, or someone that maybe you didn't respect, but for some reason the advice went in. And let's start. I want to encourage you to start by just facing whatever advice, whatever strategy, whatever technique or approach that someone gave to you. And to just be with it for the moment. To let yourself face it. And also at the same time, remembering the divine. Is love available even here? Is my heart present even here? Allah. Allah. And letting your heart express any respect or appreciation to the strategy, to the learning, to whoever you received it from. Sometimes we confuse showing appreciation with following direction. And the two can be very separate. And so allowing yourself to express appreciation to whatever level feels appropriate in your heart. And then having expressed appreciation, allowing your attention to come back to your heart and to the heart of your business. And begin to ask, what is it that your heart is needing? What is it that the heart of your business is needing here? What is it that you know in you? Allah. Allah. Allowing your heart to rest deeply in the arms of the divine, allowing yourself to trust that connection. And of course, it could be better. Of course, you will progress and develop in your knowing of your heart over the course of your life. But right now, it is sufficient. Right now, you are where you are. And allowing yourself to trust that and rest into that. Allah. And then asking, what does your heart say? What does the heart of your business say about this advice, strategy, learning that has been given to you, that has been offered to you? What is there? What does your heart see as a healthy relationship with this advice, with this strategy? What does your heart have to say in response? What does your heart want to add to or take away from this strategy, this learning that someone else has offered to you? How does your heart want to change it or alter it, if at all, according to what it knows from the divine, from your heart's connection to the source of love? Sometimes there's no change. Sometimes there's just a deep trust and resting. Sometimes there's a lot of changes. Sometimes there's a turning away entirely. So many different ways this can unfold. But listening to your heart. and allowing yourself to embrace whatever your heart shows you, whatever the heart of your business shows you. It's a very natural process. It's very rare for anything to stay, quote unquote, pure. Everything changes as it connects and comes into contact with other things, other people, other ideas. It's a very healthy thing. Letting your head bow, letting your heart bow, as you listen deeply and trust in a profound way your own heart and your own heart's knowing. Beautiful. Allowing yourself to notice any authentic appreciation or gratitude for anything that you may have received or noticed in this remembrance. And letting yourself express that appreciation to the divine. Beautiful. Taking a nice gentle breath. Holding that trust in your heart. And bringing your attention back.